I'm coming to you live from a low-frequency radio station out in the middle of the Mazabwa Desert. I hope someone out there can hear this, or someone hears this who's out. Okay.
All right.
Millions of years ago, long before mankind or prehistoric reptilian roamed the Earth, this planet's sole inhabitants were composed entirely of one perfect chemical substance, forged by the hand of God itself, aspartame. It walked the land on its inventive three legs, just as man or beast, except with three legs. And it constructed impressive urban environments with buildings to rival those of modern times, all composed entirely of aspartame. As the Earth's temperature gradually increased, the aspartame melted into a sweet, sticky syrup that absorbed into the soil and thoughtlessly manipulated all evolutionary advancements. Aspartame. As society developed, there is no significant event in recorded history that was not somehow touched or affected by the influence of aspartame. In ancient Egypt, during the construction of the pyramids, the slaves were regularly fed aspartame to give them that much-needed get-up-and-go to complete their arduous task. In Ireland, during the dreaded potato famine, it was aspartame that rescued the population from malnutrition and inspired them to sail across the oceans to the new Americas. And during the formative years of the United States of America, this great nation's father, George Washington, would spend many an evening relaxing while smoking large rocks of cooked up aspartame and writing speeches about freedoms and things. Millions of years ago. I personally enjoy rolling naked in a big pile of aspartame while wrestling a potbelly pig, or perhaps several muskrats, depending on what kind of mood I'm in at the time. Millions of years ago.